I'm going to let you in on a secret weapon that's going to skyrocket your sales without the unnecessary headaches that come with using one of the big player CRM systems. And that secret weapon is Close. Close CRM. Let's face it, we've all used a clunky, confusing CRM platform, the one that kind of makes you want to throw your laptop out the window. Well, Close is going to save you time, money, and sanity. Close has all the powerful tools you need to manage your leads, track your deals, and crush your targets. It has built-in calling, emailing, SMS, multi-channel sequences, and meeting tracking. It's super easy to implement, and it's built for your business. You can stop screwing around with CRMs that aren't built for you and start selling and managing your customers today. Use the link in the show notes and enter the promo code SSP15. That's SSP15 for 15% off your first 3 months. Go check them out. I wanted to share a tool that I started using recently, and if you're doing any prospecting or lead sourcing from LinkedIn, it's definitely worth checking out. The tool is called Surf, and it's spelled S-U-R-F-E. It's a Chrome extension that allows you to add contacts to your CRM directly from LinkedIn. I use it to add contacts quickly, follow my deals, keep track of my notes, and it's actually saved me a bunch of time. The data is always 100% accurate because I don't have to copy and paste each detail from each contact over to my CRM. Instead, Surf does it all for me automatically with just one click. Now, the folks over at Surf have been kind enough to put together a promo offer for fans of SSP. You can go to the link in the show notes and use the promo code JWSURF with an E, 5, for a 5% discount on your first year. Check out the link in the show notes and go check them out. Hey, what's up, SaaS sales players? I've got about 5 minutes right now to put out a short episode. I'm actually heading out the door to drive into downtown Phoenix, where I'm going to be meeting my new manager for the first time in person for a happy hour. We're heading out to a steakhouse and whiskey bar, and I'm really looking forward to meeting him in person. So I've got just a few minutes here before I head out. I thought I'd record a short episode about a topic that I've been thinking about a lot, which is some of the things that I've learned over the last several years in my tech selling career that have helped me improve my productivity and improve my operational ability. So let's talk about one that's very, very important. And that is the forcing function. Now, it's a word a phrase you might not have heard before. I first read about it in a book a number of years ago called From Impossible to Inevitable. That was by Jason Limkin and Aaron Ross. Definitely check out that book if you work in tech sales. That is a really good read. But I'm reading about it right now also, just in real time, on the blog of Josh Kaufman, who wrote The Personal MBA, another great book that I read a few years ago. And I wanted to try to give some examples of where you can use forcing functions in your day-to-day as a tech seller. But let's first define what a forcing function is. So I'm going to read Josh Kaufman's actual definition right here. So again, if you Google forcing function, there's all kinds of resources about it. But it's not a word you hear all the time. You definitely probably didn't learn this in school. And it's most likely that your leadership team is not teaching this, or your sales trainers aren't necessarily talking about this. This is more around managing deadlines, managing actions, and being able to sort of push yourself to complete something in a certain time frame. So let's get into the definition. So as Mr. Kaufman explains it, forcing functions. As a rule, people hate making trade-offs unless the situation requires it. Options are valuable, and it makes sense to preserve flexibility and control unless there's a good reason. A forcing function is a process or constraint that requires an action, decision, or trade-off within a certain time frame. Deadlines, project milestones, trial periods, and quarterly or annual reports are all common examples of forcing functions. The purpose is to encourage or mandate progress that would otherwise not happen in the absence of an external limitation. Forcing functions create urgency, but they do have limits. You can speed up creation, discover your production process that take a certain amount of time by setting an artificial end date, even if you devote more resources to the project. Forcing functions are best used to place time limits on research and to make decisions under conditions of uncertainty. If you're not quite sure how to proceed, it's all too easy to put off difficult choices in the name of collecting additional information. By adding an artificial limit to the information collected phase of the project, it's much easier to move forward and deliver results, particularly if you need to deliver on a deadline. So that's the very, you know, wordy definition here. And, you know, go read for yourself on this website and look around on some other resources. But let me give you some examples of how SaaS sellers can use forcing functions in their day-to-day. So it's the way I think about it in my workflow is I'm creating these sort of external deadlines or anchors in my time to force a certain outcome, right? So let's say I want to prospect into my top 10 prospecting accounts in my account list, and I want to do that before the end of November, right? So an example of a forcing function might be that I proactively organize some kind of a one-on-one or a business review with my manager, and I tell him in advance, hey, I'm planning to touch every one of my account list, my top 10 accounts before the end of November, and I'm going to go both broad and deep in those accounts. And I want to have a meeting with you on the last day of November to talk to you about where things stand with that and share a quick presentation on my progress there. So as you can see, no one's forcing me to put time on my manager's calendar, but that's something that I can do from within that's going to help put a time constraint on that effort. Because otherwise, I might just keep doing research on my top 10 accounts and only reach out to a few people over and over again. Instead of doing the breadth and depth of the work that I want to do, I now have this event on the horizon that I have to do this for, right? So I've kind of committed to doing it and I don't want to look bad in front of my boss. So I'm going to go do what I said I was going to do. And this works with prospects. It works with leadership. It works with trying to build pipeline. It works with trying to help move deals forward. So think about ways in your workflow where you can use external things like a meeting with a manager or a meeting with a prospect or buyer, and how can you leverage those external events to move the needle for yourself internally. Hopefully this all makes sense. Reach out if you'd like to learn more about how I use forcing functions. Happy to share some other examples of how I might use external factors to help me become more productive, and hope this helps y'all. Take care.